Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I almost got tickets for the practice run of F1. I think Formula One being here in Las Vegas. I live in Las Vegas. Very, very cool. But it hasn't been without its drama. We've spoken about a lot of the drama that the F1 track and revamp of the strip would cause, although I still think it's cool. I'm very pro and in support of sports coming to Las Vegas. I mean, I don't want it to affect the taxpayer, and it has been, either directly or indirectly, but Las Vegas isn't about boobies anymore and gambling and all the other stereotypes that Las Vegas has had throughout the years. Now we're a sports mecca, hosting the Super Bowl, so having F1 here was a given. We're now going to get the Oakland A's, although Oakland's pretty ticked off about it. So, you know, being a sports mecca, I think it's absolutely fantastic. I think in the long run, it's good. But unfortunately, Vegas, one of the Vegas stereotypes that people don't talk about is our state bird and our state tree and our state flower. It's the orange cone. Okay? Las Vegas is always under construction. It just is. I've been here off and on since 1981, and not one day has gone by when there has not been some sort of construction. Actually, I should say at least five aspects of construction on every commute I've ever had. So that's just what Las Vegas is. So yesterday when we heard that the F1 practice got temporarily, it was at first canceled, and then they were able to address the situation due to a quote-unquote manhole. It's actually interesting how now manhole is back in use. I thought we weren't using maneuver, you know, man your post, human. I thought people were trying to get away from man. All of a sudden, something goes wrong, and they go, oh, yes, it was a manhole. Come on. Yeah, so for those of you going, wait a second, manhole came back, the word came back. Looks like the word comes back whenever something negative happens, okay? That's just the way the world works, which is not very cool. So, so basically, the Las Vegas Grand Prix had to halt, they say. This happened, I think, 8.5 minutes in. Carlos Sainz Jr. ran over a water valve cover. It badly damaged his Ferrari. He's okay, but the first practice had to be aborted. There was a delay of 2.5 hours before the second practice could start. All spectators were removed from the viewing areas. And apparently, the F1 had to be, I believe, closed by 4 a.m. because commuters need to still get to the strip and get to where they need to go. But unfortunately, it was a cluster and a half. There have been multiple drainage covers that, whenever you take an iconic road, such as the strip, or you make a makeshift now racetrack, because we're not using the Las Vegas Speedway. This is F1. So it's not a typical, elliptical, sort of track. It's where you wind in and out of the city lights, and a small part of it is on the strip, which is pretty cool. But you are now revamping something that is at potholes, that has marijuana dubs and roaches, that has, rattlesnake excrement, and we are trying to revamp that into a slick track. And unfortunately, there were issues with the drain covers, not the manholes. So apparently, they had to fix all that. from what I understand, there is a huge call for there to be refunds. I don't think you could get a refund. You know, remember the second, I think there was a second 90-minute practice that was still able to go on. So I don't think people who lost out because of the first practice ended up, you know, are going to get their money back. So I, if I get any more information on that, but right now it looks like it's a no. Esteban Ocon, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. His car's also got huge damage from the dislodged drain cover. So you know, this is it's not the start we wanted to this. I mean, when Vegas does anything, we know how to do it right. We know how to do New Year's right. You know, we know how to do Christmas, right? Have you ever been to Vegas on Christmas? Oh, it's amazing. The way these hotels transform, the trees, and mind you, you know, we don't have snow. This isn't Germany, but we could make Christmas special. We could make anything special. We could support, you know, our first responders. We could show support for any cause. We have such a medium to be able to be a beacon of light, hope, and messaging, right, for the country. With our Las Vegas Strip and the way we have our lights and sphere and all that now. But, you know, this is Las Vegas. Everybody that has ever been to Vegas has been affected by construction. So there is absolutely no shock here that people here for F1 or competing is going to get a little taste of the Las Vegas construction. That's just what happens. We're a newer city. We're still a baby compared to other cities. And trying to make a racetrack, I don't know why these drain covers were loose. I don't know why this wasn't tested. Let me drive the track. Okay, I know I only have a Corvette, but still, I could race that sucker, and nobody asked me to test the track, so not exactly sure what happened. But, we're moving forward. It's still going to be a great event. Of course, media is not going to let Vegas down. Apparently, there has been a report on some of the dirtiest hotels. Of course, people are going to be really hitting Vegas hard, and I don't like that because I'm very, very proud of my city. And we'll talk about hotels and hotel cleanliness and things you need to look out for. But considering us getting it ready, and mind you, okay, the Strip is one of the most commuted streets, right? In this part of the country, to be able to convert that to a track, give us some credit, but yeah, bumpy start. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of the most commonly used medicines or supplements right now are these cannabis gummies. And cannabis gummies or THC-infused gummies are so popular now that I am hearing people who would have never touched pot, would have never smoked, using them. And not just using them once in a while, using them nightly. Remember I told you we have an insomnia epidemic? So one of the most popular uses for CBD gummies in the non-hippie world, right, is for sleep. And cannabis gummies for sleep are so popular that people will seek them out. They'll order them online. They'll try to get them delivered. And it is a huge, huge industry. And I caution people because you can start to get very, dependent on them, or you could gain a tolerance, and then you're going to need them stronger and stronger. And some of these super strong gummies can really make you nauseous, can also induce psychotic episodes. But we have to talk about the average person who has them that is taking them on a trip. Because Carnival apparently has banned a woman for life because she was in America. She has her gummies for sleep, taking them on a trip, got busted. So New York Post is saying that Carnival Cruise Line has banned a mom from Texas for life. She can't touch any of the fleet ever, take a Carnival cruise again, because she tried to get on board with her cannabis sleep aid gummies. Now, she was boarding a cruise in Miami. Melinda Van Veldhuizen, 42-year-old mom of two, said she was treated like a criminal by cruise employees and police when they found a bag of cannabis sleep-tight gummies while searching her backpack at Port Miami over the summer. She is a nurse practitioner based in Dallas, and she told the news station that she packed the gummies to help her get some sleep on the trip she planned to take with her family. They were celebrating her 21st wedding anniversary, as well as her son's senior year of high school. Now, she was taken into a separate area after a cruise staffer found the gummies in her bag. She was interrogated by Carnival security and police for 2.5 hours. Now, the mom said she has never even gotten a parking ticket, and she's a nurse practitioner. She was blocked from boarding the ship. Now, her husband and sons didn't want to go. This was a cruise to Aruba, Curacao, and Dominican Republic. They weren't going to go without her. Apparently, the family had spent $5,500 on their vacation, and an attorney is now involved. But from what I understand, this did not have THC. I think they were only cannabis gummies. And still, she wasn't allowed to go. CBD is legal in most of the country after Congress approved hemp. It's just the THC component of the hemp or any cannabis product that's considered legal can't be more than 0.3% of THC. Her gummies had less than 0.01% THC, but Carnival Cruise Line says, no, you can't have any THC. Now, in their defense, playing devil's advocate, you're going to a foreign country. Carnival could get into a boatload of trouble having people that are possibly bringing drugs in. If it's, I don't really know about Aruba's or Dominican Republic laws, but the laws could be different depending on where the cruise line goes. It just, what is shocking to me is it was only her. So many people use these gummies now. And so, I mean, unless everybody did read the rules and she's the one person who didn't, the nurse practitioners are pretty well read. They pretty much, you know, are up on things. So how she could be the one that got in trouble and not anybody else, I'm kind of surprised. I think the average person does have things. So according to Carnival, they said while certain CBD products used for medicinal purposes may be legal in the U.S., they are not legal in all the ports we visit and therefore are considered prohibited items. Now, what I don't understand is why didn't they just take the gummies away and let her go on the trip? Why didn't they just, I mean, and again, we might not be getting the full story. Maybe she said, up yours and, you know, something. And maybe she said, Carnival sucks. So Carnival's like, okay, now you're out. So I don't know if anything escalated. But if you can't bring something on a ship, just take them away. Why do you have to be lifetime banned? Now, you know, luckily there's other cruise lines she could go on, but that to me seems pretty darn serious. So she is now forbidden, and I don't think she even got a refund on the cruise that she took, so I'm not sure. But now she can't sail on board for any Carnival cruise lines. I know some of you have asked, have I ever gotten, you know, kicked off a cruise line? No, I'm pretty good. We did used to do it. I'm going to bring those back. The Dr. Dahlia cruises, I'll bring those back. I think that'll be fun. We'll do that where we come. Now, remember, okay, if you do a Dr. Dahlia cruise, you can't just go and party it up. We have to make it legal and legit, do some educational little things. I'll bring it back. I think that'll be fun. The only thing is I don't pay for your cruise. Okay, I can barely have enough money to pay for my cruise. We did the Dr. Dahlia cruise. Basically what happens is the cruise line gives us a good deal. And anybody a part of the group gets that deal and we get some special goodies. And I bring goodies and give you guys goodies. And so it is a lot, it's a lot more, financially attractive to do it as that. And I want to do, but unfortunately, I haven't planned that. I think I will again. I think it'll be cool. Yeah, and then you get to party with Dr. Dahlia. Hey, you want to fall asleep, you don't need gummies, right? Any of my lectures, right, or partying with me, you're going to be like, you know what, I'm out. I'm tired. Although, just get me behind a karaoke mic. So, I bring this up because a lot of people take gummies. And some of your gummies, even if you think they're THC-free, or have very little THC, right? Because the marijuana plant, you have to extract it. And I know there's hybrids and things like that, and they could, you know, now grow things, but still, understand that what's legal in one state might not be legal in another state. And what's legal in America and in a port, you know, you leave certain waters, it's different. And, you know, it's interesting because many people don't understand that with cruises, that they're in another country. You know, somebody's like, I want to go on a cruise. I'm like, okay, do you have a passport? No, I don't have a passport. You need a passport to do a cruise to Alaska? You need a passport. Now, I understand Alaska is in America. I get that. I know my geography. But oftentimes, the ship stops at Vancouver, Victoria Island. So you are technically in another country. You're in Canada. You wave by Canada. And Canadians are really nice. They're like, hey, yay, American, hi. You're like, they're like, marijuana's legal here, stop here. But you can't take it and get back on the ship. So if you use marijuana to sleep, or cannabis plus THC, if you are traveling, make sure you consider something else. Another thing you also have to be careful about is many people will go overseas to buy their Xanax or buy their Tramadol. Right? You cannot go back through customs. You could get caught. I know a lot of people do this. They'll buy drugs and then they'll come back over the border. But you could be in trouble for trafficking. You can't be going to buy controlled substances and then try to bring them back into the States without buying them legally in the States. And you might say, but it was a farmacia. And it was a legit pharmacy. You're buying something without a prescription. If you don't have a prescription and you're bringing it over country lines. Now, I know some of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, are you kidding me? They're this strict. They're going after Americans, right? Picking up something at a pharmacy over in Mexico or in Canada and CBD gummies, but they're not doing anything about the border. That's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. So I am sure they do ask, you know, people coming across the border if they have anything that wouldn't be considered legit. But that's just the way things are. I just don't understand why Carnival wouldn't just confiscate something. Like, you know, how many times do you, like, have a pocket knife or something when you are in the airport and TSA is like, no, you can't have it. So they take it. And you're like, oh, man, that was my Swiss Army knife. Darn. And they say you could go back and put it in baggage and all that. But at least you get an option to still move forward. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home.
With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Update. Breaking news this hour, the Israeli-Hamas temporary ceasefire in effect in Gaza right now, and it appears to be holding. 13 hostages expected to be released by 9 a.m. Eastern. They've been held now for 7 weeks since the terrorist attack on October 7th. 50 Israeli hostages expected to be released in phases over the next 4 days. In exchange, Israel will be releasing 39 Palestinian prisoners, 24 women, and 15 male teenagers. In other news, 34 people arrested in Dublin, Ireland after riots breaking out after a stabbing that left 5 people hurt, including 2 adults and 3 children. An evacuation order lifted in Kentucky after a 16-car train derailment, chemical spill, and fire. Authorities claim there's no hazard to people living in Rockcastle County, the cause of the derailment under investigation. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I found this article fascinating because I used to work in a restaurant, and the article is entitled 21 Things You Should Never Order in a Restaurant. And I apologize. I just had a little bite of breakfast, so I apologize. I tried to swallow it in time. So it's finishing. It's still stuck in my teeth. And this comes from 24/7 Tempo. That's the news source. And I worked in a restaurant. And I worked at a couple restaurants part-time while I was going to medical school so I could support myself, help my family out. And people always ask me, you know, is it true that this happens? Is this true that this happens? Would you ever order, you know, fish from a steakhouse? Or there are some rules of thumb. And for those of us who ever wait at tables, it does change our perception of eating out. When I bartended a bit, it's really hard for me to spend $20 on a cocktail. I will do it. You know, like when I was at the Sphere, it was, what, 15? I mean, two drinks ended up being close to 50 bucks with tip. Because I might want to help the venue out and not look cheap, but, knowing what a typical bottle of Jack Daniel costs, or Ski Vodka, or Grey Goose, or, you know, it wouldn't, it's really, really hard to drink a $20 drink. It just is. So, ordering fish at a steakhouse, I've done that. I know a lot of people say not to. And the reason why they say that is you cannot guarantee that that fish is fresh. But there are places where, yes, they will bring in fresh fish, you know, for their fish of the day at a steakhouse. So, it really depends on the restaurant. But this was interesting because it brought up a lot of health issues. So one thing that this article suggested is to never order fish on Monday. The late Anthony Bourdain brought this to our attention back in 2000 in his book, Kitchen Confidential. Now, maybe things are a little different from 23 years ago, but he said because fish markets closed down on the weekend on Friday night, at least in New York City, what you got on Monday would likely have been caught at least 4 or 5 days earlier. Now, industry standards have improved since then, we believe, but Monday night might not be the freshest of the fish. Counterintuitively, they say sushi and other raw fish dishes should be fine. The FDA mandates that any wild-caught fish served raw, except certain varieties of tuna, be frozen prior to serving to kill parasites. So these fish will then still be quote unquote fresh when they're thawed, even on Monday. You know, I still think fresh. I think still sushi can still carry bugs. You know, you could freeze something, but the bacteria might not die off. But I'll eat sushi. Do I eat fish on Monday? Not really, but it's just because I usually Monday I'm not eating out. They say avoid fish that's high in mercury. If you're going to a restaurant, don't order fish that's high in mercury. Now, we've talked about bluefish, mackerel, marlin, shark, swordfish, orange roughy, albacore, yellowfin. Was it Jeremy Piven from Entourage who got mercury poisoning from eating a lot of sushi? I love sushi. And I also love pokey tuna. They cut it up in little bits, and oh my gosh, I could eat that like it's steak. But you are taking in a lot of mercury. Tuna is especially problematic if you're pregnant. If you're under 6 years of age, you really have to limit the type of fish you're eating. So they say don't order the type of fish that's high in mercury. There are also certain fish on the avoid list. The Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch Program, among other authorities, publishes a frequently updated list of good choices to order, as well as those that should be avoided. So those who are threatened animal species like Atlantic halibut, orange roughy, shark, bluefin tuna, those are things that they say could hurt the environment, so they recommend you don't order it. Although halibut, you know, halibut's huge. People still eat Alaskan halibut. For me, with halibut, I just don't like the taste that much. I'd rather eat salmon. Escalar, known as white tuna, they say its richness derives from a high oil content, and the oil is a toxic wax ester that is not digestible by humans. They say eating more than a few bites of it could induce carrieria, which is a waxy orange-colored rectal discharge. So that's if you order Escalar. I've never had it, so I don't know. They say do not order lobster bisque in a place that doesn't serve lobster. That kind of makes sense. So if your lobster bisque is in a non-fish, lobster serving restaurant, it probably came from a can. True lobster bisque is pretty expensive because lobster is expensive. Now, I love the taste of lobster bisque, so I don't really mind, but they, it does make some sense. You know, if you're really thinking it's going to be true lobster, that's a problem. They say don't eat oysters at a place that doesn't serve a lot of them. So if their special of the month is we're going to have oysters, they may not be very up on the norovirus, the Vibrio, Salmonella, Hepatitis A, and they might not have the staff trained to handle them properly. Now, I do believe there's some restaurants where they do serve them, and you do have to be careful because sometimes I don't know if the restaurant can even tell, if it's infected or not. But, and we have had some people who have died from eating raw oysters. I would just say don't eat the oysters. That would be my advice. They say do not order pizza in a restaurant that doesn't have a pizza oven. They say whether it's wood-burning, coal-fired, oil-fired, or fueled with gas, a high-temperature pizza oven made with brick is the only kitchen appliance that can produce a perfect crust. Crisp, but moist. Pizza makers in Naples, and we did have pizza in Naples. It was fantastic. That's where pizza was invented. They typically cook their pizzas at over 800 degrees, sometimes as hot as 1,000. So they say you're not necessarily ordering pizza right. I'm not going to stop ordering American pizza. I love American pizza, but I've had bad pizza, and I don't like it. Do not order barbecue in a place without a smoker. They say if you order barbecue in a place without a smoker, you're getting something out of a commercial food service package. So that's interesting. You know, when I worked at a rib place, they were frozen, and then they defrosted them, cooked them, lathered them with some yummy sauce. But, yeah, a lot of the, you are getting a lot of frozen foods that are then, thawed and cooked. But I do like smokers. I think smokers definitely change the way the meat tastes. They say do not order risotto from a non-Italian restaurant. Yeah, I love risotto, and I don't care if you make it taste good, I'm fine with it. But I've had risotto at non-Italian restaurants, and yeah, it sucks. They say do not order an authentic Caesar salad. Now, we spoke about how Caesar salads were actually born in Tijuana. An Italian chef was living in Tijuana and made Caesar salad. And so even though it's called Caesar salad, a true Caesar salad has a lot of raw components, eggs, anchovies, and so there are concerns that there could be salmonella. So true, there's lime juice used. A true Caesar salad is really good, but keep in mind, if they are using real eggs that are raw, you could get salmonella. They say don't order anything with white truffle oil. They say most commercial truffle oil today is flavored not with the pricey white truffle, but with aromatic compounds like sulfurous 2,4-dithiapentane to imitate truffle character. So if you are ordering anything that claims it's white truffle oil, make sure it's, true. They say avoid well-done steaks because those usually get messed up. Never order a rare hamburger because of the bacteria. And anything with Hollandaise sauce because most of them make it with raw eggs early morning and you could be eating that all day and getting exposed. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time to get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI. Christopher asks, what's going on with flu this year? And flu season is here. We are seeing cases of flu. Fascinatingly, we are being told that one of the strains that we have always had to protect for in our flu shots, and we're still protecting us all this year in the flu shot, is vanishing. And I'm being told that it has vanished because of COVID. The Yamagata strain that we always protect in our shots, and we do even in this year's, is probably not going to be included in next year's flu shot because Scientists have not been able to sequence a sample of the Yamagata. Hold on. I thought I was going to sneeze. There we go. All right. I sneeze on the truth. Scientists have not been able to sequence a sample since March of 2020. So somehow COVID was able to outcompete. Now, it could be also some other COVID strains, but they haven't seen Yamagata since March of 2020. Now, in recent World Health Organization vaccines, the organization recommended removing the Yamagata strain for the 2024 vaccine. Even though flu has rebounded, they haven't seen the Yamagata strain come back. So, that happens. Not the biggest shock, just it is fascinating as to why this COVID pandemic was just very tumultuous, and it's hard to follow a lot of the science behind it because we still don't know if it was manufactured, if it was tinkered with. My personal opinion, and again, it's limited because I haven't been able to go to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, is we have labs that capture viruses, study them, and just even capturing them and keeping them enclosed for a long period of time, allowing them to still try to replicate to stay alive, can cause mutations. And whenever we try to tinker with nature, either directly or indirectly, it has bad consequences. And then if you add on that any malicious intent to leak it, you could easily have a pandemic. So my personal opinion is it left the lab, either maliciously or inadvertently or accidentally. In August of 2019, we had cases picked up in America in November of 2019 when they went back and checked sewage samples. And then, of course, by January 2020, we got hit really hard. So that's my guess. I just can't say for sure what happened to it. And who, and I mean, we know which country is at fault for it letting loose. It's just I can't say how malicious it was or if they screwed up because their previous SARS outbreak was also ruled as a lab leak back in 2002 by Singapore when they investigated China. So when you go back and you see what COVID can do, like COVID needs to get into our respiratory cells. And then it also tries to get into our GI cells and everything else. So in order to do that, it's got to beat somebody else to the punch. So it has to be smarter. And if a cell is already under the manipulation of COVID, built within that may be a prevention for flu to come in and take over. Which, by the way, if we're looking for a cure for flu, somebody should look at the mechanism by which the COVID virus prevents flu from latching onto a cell. Well, if flu can't latch onto a cell and now can't take over and compete with COVID, it doesn't get to replicate, can't make more viruses, because that's how it works. A virus comes into the cell, it makes the cell use their machinery to make more of the virus, so it basically uses it as a parasite. It lyses, explodes, the cell explodes because of all the new baby viruses, and then the baby viruses go and latch onto new cells and do the same thing. And that's why with a virus, when you get sick with a virus, it's a lot more abrupt than a bacterial infection. Bacteria have to divide, so they go from 2 to 4 to 8 to 16 to 64. It could still be fast, but it's not as fast as a virus, which is why when you would get the flu, you could tell me the time of day you got sick. I mean, it would hit you so abruptly, not because the virus just got into you, but that's when your body sensed that there were millions or trillions of virus particles. And then all of a sudden, it's like, all right, all hands on deck. So flu cases plummeted over the last couple of years, started to come back up. Yamagata belongs to influenza B. Most flu viruses that are now affecting us are in the influenza A right now, the H1N1. Not the H1N1. That's the most, I think right now it's, it's the H1N1. The H3N2, is a lot of times behind many of our pandemics, but this year it's the H1N1. And, And so let me just finish with this in terms of the Yamagata. The Yamagata and its Lone B counterpart, Victoria, are slower to evolve than the A. So B flu, a lot of times we'll see later in the season, and we will get sick with influenza B. But influenza A is much more common, and influenza A also seems to be more behind a lot of our epidemics or pandemics. So the Spanish flu in 1918... was H1N1 and H5N1, again, group A. So, now, where are we? Well, in terms of our flu shot has an A, Victoria, an A, Darwin lineage. So we have an H1N1 and an H3N2. We do have B viruses, lineages, in terms of the killed vaccine, which is a killed component of the virus, so it can't hurt you in terms of its pathogenicity, because it's kind of a skeleton of it, but it does have the protein components. We have then the two Bs, the Austria, which is a Victoria lineage type B, and then Phuket. I know people want to make that a short U, but I have to on air say it's Phuket. Okay, because if I say it the other way, I could get, you know, I could get an FCC violation. And that is the Yamagata lineage. With that, this would be the last year. And then what they would do is whatever seems to be circulating more, put that into our quadrivalent flu vaccine. Quadrivalent means we cover for four strains. We have egg-based vaccine as well as cell or recombinant-based vaccines. The recombinant-based vaccines are the Wisconsin type A, H1N1, Darwin, influenza A, similar to the H3N2, the Austria B, and again the Phuket, right? Yeah. All right. So if you do have an egg allergy, people always ask, can you get the, yes, you technically can get, you know, an egg-based vaccine. We always recommend to talking to your medical provider. In the 2023-2024 season, they did not continue the safety measures of being watched for a certain period of time after getting it. They do not believe people with an egg allergy are going to have any issue with the egg vaccines. But talk to your medical provider. I mean, we have enough options out there. But in terms of cases, the CDC is reporting that in the last week there has been a 4% rise of influenza. We've already had one child, the first pediatric death. The CDC website does not talk about this because it just happened, but the first pediatric flu death has been reported in Mississippi. We don't have too much information on the child, but it was the first pediatric flu death. To determine if somebody has flu versus RSV versus COVID, sometimes it's very difficult. There are signs. We talked about how flu is a lot more abrupt than COVID. COVID may start with a sore throat. Then you'll get the nasal congestion. Then you'll get the cough. By day 5 to 7, you might get the pink eye. And the symptoms morph. Whereas flu, it usually hits you all like a ton of bricks. You know, that first day, high fever, and then it slowly goes down. But with kids, you know, if we don't know, I would, you know, definitely get them brought in person and swab for flu, RSV, COVID, strep to know what they have. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.